Listen closely, my sweet pet. Welcome to June 2021 Ramble with your host, Sailor Slattern. June is perhaps the most exhausting month I've experienced in my adult life. I've been so busy with my expatriation that I've only been able to post 4 times this month. As of this day of recording, June 30th, truly waiting until the last minute, the last day of the month, and I have waited until the last minute to record this, because in the last 34 hours, I've gotten about 3 hours of sleep, I've spent about 7 hours on a plane, and I have traveled approximately 3,000 miles, and that is not an exaggeration. Hell, I've been in 3 different countries in the last 34 hours. Thank you, 01091978202 1 for a gentle reminder that my ramble was due. If you haven't been able to hear it yet, let me tell you that my throat is sore. I'm tired, and I'm going to try to sound peppy, because I know what happens when I don't sound peppy. But I'm tired. It's been a day. And, I have a sore throat because of the COVID test that I needed to take upon entering the country where I'm going to be living now. So, I'm going to be in quarantine for about a week, which I understand why I need to be in quarantine. I support the endeavor, but honestly, all I want to do is just go outside and walk in my new city. I just want to see everything, and I want to see everything, but I can't. So I'm cooped up in this apartment for a few days, which means I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands. Wink, wink. But in all seriousness, this means that I'm going to be able to record more. And also, I probably will be spending a lot of this time gaming as well. And to get ahead of all of the questions that are about to be sent to me, I'm addicted to Destiny 2. I foresee a lot of recording and gaming in my future. If you have been listening this far and you've noticed that I sound different, that's because your girl is lazy and doesn't want to set up her microphone, which is in her luggage still. And if that wasn't enough, my usual setup, my desktop, is on voyage. So part of the process of moving my entire life to a different country involved packing up my entire life and giving it to a moving company so that they could bring it to where I am now. And let me tell you, that was not an easy process. I'm not a hoarder, but I have a lot of stuff, and I'm looking forward to the time capsule effect of receiving my belongings a month or two from now. Really going to have to go through what I've got, because I've got too much stuff. New nickname alert. So people have started calling me Slat lately, which is cool. I like it. God, this is going to be such a messy ramble. Honestly, it might be the shortest ramble I've recorded, because my energy level is just not there, and, you know, I'm really lucky that I have so many people that I can turn to in times of stress. I've got I said I wasn't going to do a shout out, but honestly, if it weren't for Frustrated Author, Leo Explosion, and Pun Finisher, I don't know what I would have done. They have been there supporting me. I've got my life happening, and then every once in a while my phone would buzz and it would just be encouraging words from these three, and it's like, you can do this, and it helped a lot, because expatriation sucks. No, the end result of expatriation is amazing, but holy crap, the process is stressful, and I just wanted to curl up into a ball and sleep. So yeah, I know there's so much more I should be talking about, but the truth is, my brain isn't even here. My brain's still back home. I took a nap, a really short nap, and I woke up and I forgot that I was here. My short-term memory hasn't caught up with me yet. I left. So for those of you that have listened to my rambles in the past, you might know that I have a kitty, and I love her, but I couldn't take her with me. I couldn't get her to come with me, so I had to leave her with family, and that makes me sad. That's like one of the sacrifices I needed to make in order to get to where I am now. And I miss her. And I don't know why I'm talking about this. I'm probably going to cut this out. Hey Siri, tell me a joke.
Okay, this one's a little bit punny. At first, I didn't like the idea of having a beard. Then it grew on me.
Jesus Christ. Yep. This is what happens when I'm brain dead and I record a ramble at the end of the month at the last minute. So, expect to see more from me in the coming month. Especially if I do not lose my voice. Especially if I don't catch COVID. God, the last plane was packed full. Anyway, stay tuned for my bloopers. As usual, I keep these at the end, but they're a little bit shorter this month because of how little work I was able to get done. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a nice month. It looks like you liked that story, Doe. It looks like you liked that why can't I say this? It looks like you liked that story, though. In case of background audio, I have the nastiest fucking thoughts down here between your legs. Oh, God. That was my spine I just cracked. I wonder if the microphone picked it up. You can taste sweet and floral, but when you pump a rotten nut in my mouth and I wince. Fuck. You can taste sweet and floral, but when you pump a rotten nut into my mouth. But when you pump a rotten nut into my mouth and I wince. Oh, I just feel like more of a depraved cum whore. Break. You can choke me, pull my hair, pinch my nose, slap my tits, squeeze my thighs. Squeeze your thighs around my head. Wanna grab my head? Face fuck me? Thank you, people downstairs. Mmm. Fuck my life. I can't wait to move out of this place.